This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.
Now on Money News, talking trade with Roger Montgomery. Thanks to AGL, everyday energy solutions for your business.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. Let's go now to the Gold Coast, where Roger Montgomery comes to us from tonight, talking the stock market, and really a good time, because I've indicated with you, with Roger, in the past couple of weeks, when companies come out with their annual results, it's the one moment in time that you can get a fairly accurate snapshot on how the company's cash flow, debts, all the rest of it are going. He's on the line right now. Many thanks for your time, Roger.
Oh, Ross, it's great to be on the program again. And I'm sorry I can't be with you in the studio. You know, today we had some interesting results from two companies, Carsales and REA, both companies that we believe, and I've talked to you about them in the past.
Yeah, we've spoken with Greg Roebuck a little earlier on the program as well, and their international expansion. But isn't it interesting, as I noted to him, that these companies, which had exponential growth in their early days, we're talking, you know, sometimes growing 50% per year or even more. They now almost resemble, you know, ordinary companies, don't they? The growth rates are much more modest than what they previously were.
But ordinary companies that are growing still spectacularly, I mean, it's EBITDA, or it's earnings before interest and tax, depreciation, amortization, has grown by 22% over the last year. And that's an environment where everyone else is getting 2% or 3%. You know, everyone's talking about the new normal being very low returns. And here's a company that's growing at very high double-digit rates. And I was really surprised. You know, it generated EBITDA of $347 million, but because analysts thought it was going to earn $355 million, only $7 million difference, they slammed the shares in the morning. And I was up here on the Gold Coast, got off the plane, and I was very, very surprised to see the shares hammered so hard, called the office, and by the time I'd called the office to say, hey, look, these things look really cheap, this looks like an overreaction, they'd bounced again and they finished up. I think they actually, Carsales finished up for the day.
They did, in fact.
And REA finished down only about a third of a percent or something.
Okay,
like that.
So these are the things you've got to watch, because sometimes markets do quite the opposite to what you imagine.
But when you're sitting there
and looking at these companies right now, you've got to look for those with good returns on the shareholders' equity. You've got to look for those with good growth rates and growth rates that you believe are sustainable into the next few years, don't you?
Yeah, well, analysts are, exactly, Ross, analysts are looking at the next 6 months. And if you're an investor of shares, you're buying a business, you should be thinking about the next 5, 10 or 15 or 20 years. And most analysts aren't thinking that far ahead. REA is the sort of business that we know is going to be much more valuable in 5, 10, 20 years from now.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch that. And Roger, the other point as well, what results are you really going to be watching on like a hawk in the next little while?
Well, we had ANZ come out today, and we're very interested in the banks, because we know banks are owned very, very widely by mum and dad investors. And when I say that, I mean particularly superannuation investors. And they believe that they're very safe and very secure, but we're worried about their net interest margins being under pressure as they pass more of the mortgage rate cut through to mortgage holders, and then that leaves a lower return for shareholders. And unfortunately, their cost of funding is going up globally, because everyone's worried globally about Australia losing its AAA credit rating, and everyone's worried about the property market in Australia. And so they're not willing to lend to Australian banks at such attractive rates.
Well, I'll tell you what, Roger, I've got to keep myself going. Commonwealth Bank numbers out tomorrow. We might have a chat to you a little bit later this week about some of those as they come through. Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Investment Management.
This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.